Good evening. Welcome back to the Paul Revere Show, folks. This is attorney Mark Thompson. I am here with the best producer in the planet, Evan Preston. This is the Devil's Radio. This is the Shaw. This is WAUK, 540 AM, 101 or 92.7 FM. It is another beautiful night in Waukesha. Sitting here, it's a little cloudy. Beautiful weekend. I don't know how many of you folks made it to the air show in Milwaukee, but if you missed it, you better put it on your calendar for next year. There's nothing like it, folks. Nothing like it. But we're here, folks. This is the Paul Revere Show. We are talking about democracy in Wisconsin, the state of democracy in Wisconsin. And tonight, I'm very, very privileged to have for you Sarah Harrison, a young woman dedicated to representing people day in, day out. And she is running for Assembly District 13. And we're going to talk a lot about that district. We're going to talk about her. But hello, Sarah.
Hello. Thank you for having me, Mark.
I'm so glad to have you back.
Yeah.
And, you know, before we get into politics and the race, I think it's always very useful, at least for me, is to know something about the person that's knocking on my door and, you know, asking me for my vote. So who is Sarah Harrison?
Well, that's a good question. The first and foremost thing that I would say is that I am the mother to two amazing humans, and I fully recognize that I have a biased point of view on that, but they are really awesome. And I am also their bandmate. We do have a family band, so that's kind of fun. Lucas is my 18-year-old, and Chuck is 15. And they can play all the instruments. I can only play keys. I can't, you know, rotate around the way they can. But
well, that's a lot more than I could play.
Mom is role number one. I also am in the business world. I manage a team of folks. We work in logistics, and we put together systems that help workers to do things in a more ergonomic manner. So if there's a way we can take a bend or a stretch or a pull out of somebody's work, putting something up on a lift, giving them an ergonomic way to do their work within usually a distribution center, something like that, we try to help make their job more enjoyable and easier for them in that way. So that's what I do, I would say from 9 to 5, in theory, 9 to 5, right?
Well, I hope you're doing some doors in that.
But, yes, absolutely.
You know, before we get into the doors, so you've been a resident living in Waukesha since about 2005, right?
Been in Waukesha County since about 2005, moved here. We actually lived in Menominee Falls at first, so we were in Waukesha County, but not quite right in this area. We moved here when Lucas was only one, and so my kids, you know, have grown up here. I have called it home for 17 years. Lucas is now getting ready to go off to college in the fall, going to UW-Milwaukee. This is our home, yeah.
So you got your bachelor's, right? What was it in?
Yeah, so my bachelor's is in communication studies.
Okay, and that was, you were a Hawkeye.
Yes, indeed. Right, so. Well, there's never a was. Once a Hawkeye, always a Hawkeye.
Yeah,
that's
okay,
what they
okay,
say.
But you also have your MBA from Madison, right?
That is correct, yes.
So you do have a badger.
I do.
And you're more recently a badger than a Hawkeye.
That's fair.
Okay, so we won't ask who you cheer for when the Hawkeyes play the Badgers.
Yeah, let's not talk about that.
That's
yeah.
Right. Okay. But the how was it that you got into doing your MBA in Madison? What took you to business?
Sure. So I had been working in retail, mostly on the corporate buying side of things. And then I had transitioned over to doing some corporate logistics work when I was at Kohl's. So things where the way I like to explain it is they needed folks who could translate from the buyer language into the operational folks language. So I knew how to talk about things that was, you know, a buyer's concern. So things like marketing items and, you know, markups and all those kind of things. But I also understood, because I had worked for a pretty small company, Von Maur Department Stores. We actually have one here now, which is nice. And in that smaller company as a buyer, I had to do all the things. So I would go out to the distribution center and make sure everything looked okay. Were the tickets correct? You know, all of those kind of things. So I am used to sort of taking information that people understand in one parlance and putting it into another and helping everybody to understand the needs from one side to another. So yeah, that was where I started out in at Kohl's. And as I began learning more about different areas in business, really wanted to go back and get some actual formal education in business. My communication studies degree, I love it. Like, it's one of the things that has made me good at what I do, but I hadn't taken any business classes in my undergrad. So went back, got my degree while I was still at Kohl's, and it has served me very well to have that background as I move forward within Kohl's and then afterwards. So, yeah.
So what makes a mother of two, a woman engaged with the business world, get into public service politics? What was the motivating factor for Sarah?
Well, I have volunteered through the Waukesha County Democratic Party and through the Brookfield Action Team, which is a subset of that Waukesha County Dems. And I've done doors off and on for, I don't know, maybe like probably at least 10 years. Since my kids were a little bit old enough to like be out of diapers and such, and I could leave for a while and it wasn't a big deal. And after 2016 happened. We don't talk about what happened, but after that,
I can tell you what happened. Mm-hmm. President Trump won the vote.
Yeah,
you know, and I say that as the a member of the Elections Commission, as the chair at the Wisconsin Election Commission at the time that oversaw the recount, where we proved that there was no fraud in Wisconsin, and that President Trump won fair and square in 2016.
Yeah.
Now, he ran in 2020, same rules, and he lost.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's been whining about it since, but he has lost, and every Republican with any integrity has said, look, at the reason Donald Trump is not the president is he didn't get enough votes from Republicans in Wisconsin. So,
yep,
there we are, 2016.
2016.
You got active or more active?
I got more active. I actually had been spending most of my non-working and non-kid time officiating roller derby. And I retired from roller derby in 2019 because I couldn't let another presidential year go by without doing every single thing I could to make sure that we got that vote out. I did not expect what happened in 2016. I knew everybody knew it was possible, but it just, no, that'll never happen. And when it really did happen, I knew that I had to put every minute that I could into helping get the right people in office. And so I actually retired from roller derby in 2019. And then come to find out a couple months later, I wouldn't have had to retire because the whole world shut down with COVID in 2020. So everywhere, I didn't go a whole lot of places, but I always had on me my clipboard that had my Tom Posowitz postcards that I was writing and my Sarah Rodriguez postcards that I was writing. And I don't know how many hand cramps I got that year, but I was 100% invested in doing everything I could. And I couldn't do doors that year, but I did everything that I could. And I'm really proud to say that we did get Sarah elected in District 13. And she's doing a fantastic job. However, she is now running for Lieutenant Governor. And so now we got another Sarah running for 13, and that's me. So hoping to continue her good work there.
Well, that's awesome. I mean, Sarah was on last week. Mm-hmm. We heard all about the lieutenant governor's race. And frankly, that's one of the reasons we wanted you here. Okay, but we're a little over 100 days away from mm-hmm. your big day.
Yes.
And so here we are. It's a new district, though, right?
It is indeed.
So tell the listeners, how is District 13 different?
Certainly.
In 2022 than it was before?
Well, I'm going to go back a couple of cycles to tell this story. So we had maps that were drawn, I believe, in 2011. And in the Milwaukee suburbs area, in the Milwaukee metro and suburbs area, there was a district that flipped red to blue in 2018, and that was District 14. And that's Robin Vining's district, and she's done a fantastic job. And then 2 years later, very exciting, not only did Sarah flip District 13, which is right next to 14, but also Deb Andraka flipped 23 red to blue. So we had three districts right there in two cycles that flipped, and that was very exciting for us, but I think very got the attention of the folks who got to draw the next map, right?
Right. Well, that's the way it was, right?
Yeah.
So it's dismaying for Speaker Voss mm-hmm. and the far right.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't like the maps that they'd already gerrymandered in 2010.
Yep.
And so they are trying another game, right?
Indeed. So if you look at the old map and the new map next to each other, 13 and 14 used to be essentially rectangular, you know, with a little jagged edges. And they really packed all of the blue that they could into District 14. I think that there was a recognition that, oh, I can't really get both of these back, but I bet if we pack all this blue into 14, it looks like a weird question mark spaghetti noodle kind of thing right now, and make District 13 into more of a box, we can get 13 back, and we're not going to let them.
I love folks. This is Attorney Mark Thompson. We're going to break. We'll be right back with the Paul Revere Show, folks.